Aleph Tevis, 27th of December, Rabbi Gershon Hager, Yain Shel Akum.
The singer of my sir, Ovo Noike Speglani, Kizori Bavadati, Vigay Ra'al Mosachti. We were Zeicher to come into Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, but we weren't able to stay there. Kizorim Avadati. Pashis, that means I served Zorim Zavida Zora. The Yein Ra'al Mosachti, although I've heard some Oshul, but it's also Kipshutai. Yein Ra'al Mosachti, I mixed, I poured out poisonous wine. And the Pashis, what that means is that we drank at that time Yain Nesech, Yain of Avodah Zarah, and for that reason we were sent to Golus. The Yisr of, I mean, this is something that I'm always asked this time of year, Shailas, to do with this Inyan. So I thought I would say, no Chidushim, but say over some few halachas which are nageya to what we call stam yeinam. There are, in fact, there's a lashon of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, gimel yeinos. The Gemara there is talking about something else, but it's quite an apt title, because there are actually three different tekufas, three different periods in history where there is an afkim min al-halacha as to how we actually treat wine of goyim. There is the original period, where there is yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is yayin which was used in the worship of Avodah Zarah. That's also min ha-Torah. It's also b'shisiyah and also b'hanor. Then came a period when Chazal were gozer on stam yeinom. They were gozer on ordinary wine, wine of goyim. And the lashon of the Mechaber in the beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach is Chazal were gozer on stam yeinom of goyim, and also memaga b'yayim shalahem b'yayim shalom. If they touch our wine, there are two things. One is wine which belongs to goyim, and then wine which belongs to us, which they touch. And Chazal were gozer on that wine again, issa shisiyah and issa hanor. And then there is a third tkufa, which is negeh to us, where it appears al koponim for the Bnei Ashkenaz that the Ramah mi'ikar adin felt that one could be makel to a certain extent in the din of stam yeinom. I think I should make it clear that whatever I say, you may think that I'm coming up with all sorts of colours. Lamaisa, when somebody has a problem, he has to ask. But I say there are three periods, and it does appear that in our tkufa, the inyan of stam yeinom is a little bit different from what it was originally. What's interesting is that the actual issa of Yayin Nesach itself, min ha-Torah, is also not so straightforward. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says, "Ze leibo b'kosov nigle b'bia." You don't find a clear lav in the Torah. I'm talking about drinking Yayin Nesach, but you're not allowed to worship and engage in the Yakov of Avodah Zarah. That's covered already. But that there should be the Issa to drink wine which has been used in the worship of Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, it doesn't say that clearly in the Pasuk. I will Amru Avodah Zarah, it's a Gron Avodah Zarah, because then a Pasuk in Pashis Hazinu, Ashechele Zorchema Yechelu Yishtu Yein Nesicham. Is the Gron is Makish, the Zevachelev Zevachemai, we know that the behemoths that they sacrifice, that the the meat, is also. So too, yayin sichom af yayin also. The ato yodea she also hu behano, the lekin alav kamoishi is passed in the Talmud. Says the Rambam, and you know it's also behano, that's yayin esech. It's not just also to drink, it's also behano. And if somebody drinks yayin esech, he gets malchus. Kamoishi is passed in the Talmud. And the Ramban here really asks on the Rambam, he doesn't know where. He's been through Babri with Shalmi, he doesn't know where it says such a lav. But the Rambam actually passes this also in Hilchos Sanhedrin, among eight of the veras which you get malchus for, is somebody who drinks yayin nesach. And the Rambam has to bring a raya that this is taka osu min ha-Torah. And one of the rayas he brings is he brings for a sifri in Sefer Bamidbar. And he says, sifri hisbaya, that what happened when the Klal Yisrael were Mazana in Shittim, with B'nai Smoyov. So the Sifri says, remember it's a Gemara in Chelek, in Sanhedrin, that they went with Mazana with B'nai Smoyov, Amru v'hu hoyo nichnas, v'hanoid malay yayin etzla, miyayin ha'amoinim. He would come into where this, one of these B'nai Smoyov was, would come into her tent, and she would offer him wine. Yain amoinim. The adayin says the sefri lo nesa yainon shel akum yisroel. Amalai retzayin chashetishter. At that time, wine of goyim wasn't also for Klal Yisroel, and she would offer him wine. And for that, eventually came to do avera. Hinei ma'amoram adayin lo nesa yain shel akum yisroel ki achaze nesa b'sofi. So the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, from this Sefer Saraya, that since the Sefer itself says, Adayin Lo Nesa, it hadn't yet become Osur, obviously there came a time where it did, when it was Osur. And that's the Raya that this is at Lissa. And the all of the four Shimran understand the Rambam. Rambam is talking about Lissa Daraisa. What's the Rambam is bringing this Sefri to be meichiach that yayin nesach is wine which is also min ha-Torah to drink. And the Ramban here, off and out, he says, you know, what's the Rambam? He doesn't understand what Rambam is talking about at all. We're not talking about yayin nesach here. We're talking about stam yinum. We're talking about the fact that we're talking about yayin shel avodah zarah. We're talking about ordinary wine. The cat, she would entice him with, you know, you can come eat. Brings out tamchuma. He says, I know you won't eat from our meat. Here you've got, I'm giving you behemoth, the shecht, and you can drink some wine also. And that was wine of heter, ordinary wine. And as a result of what happened then, Pinchas was geyser stam yeinom. And the Rambam brings down the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Ha'maisa hazeh hischilu b'issa stam yeinom. V'tchila amru Rabbi Elazar ha'maidoi, ayim ha'omer Pinchas v'hechrim al Yisrael b'soyid shem ha'mefoyrish, v'chsav ha'nechta v'aluchais, v'chirim bezin ha'elim v'chirim bezin ha'tachtoin, shela yish de'odem Yisrael m'yeinim shelakum. It's a very interesting notion. Pinchas was machrim the Klal Yisrael besayish shem and mefirish, that a person the yishter adam Yisrael meyelim shelakum, and the Rambam, that's how he learns pshat. He says avada, this isn't the makor of yayin esek, which is also in the Torah. This is the beginning of the gzeras stam yeinom. Either Gemara says it's Ram Daniel, and afterwards Hamid Shammai v'Hillel, they were geyser on stam yeinom. That gezerah didn't take. In other words, Pinchas made a gezerah, but it wasn't niskabel properly among the Klal Yisrael. And then Daniel tried, and eventually Tamid Shammai v'Hillel, till they were nigzer, and it was niskabel. It was niskabel called Kutzis Yisrael. But this is a gezerah of stam yeinom. And the Ramban says, the way the Rambam is learning is bechlal. How can you suggest? It says the Torah was given. According to the Rambam, this Issa of Yain Essa, which he says is an Issa Menat Torah, you get Malchus Menat Torah, is that only came about at the time, just with the parasha and Shittim with the Bnei Smayav, which Bemis was towards the end of the 40 years they were in the Midbar. This was a chedik of the Torah was given later. In Bemis, the beginning of Sester, and the Leif Samech, the Mephoshim, or Sefer Mitzvahs here, this is the Yesodus Dikah Machlekes as to how the Torah was given. What they say, one of the suggestions they say is Moshe Rabbeinu was taken given Kol HaTorah Kula. He didn't say over the Kol HaTorah Kula, he didn't give over all the mitzvahs in one go. And therefore, this particular Issa of Yai Nesach, which is Asim in HaTorah, the Rambam was of the opinion, you see this to me, that was only made public later. And when this parsha of Bnei Smayav took place, then Moshe Rabbeinu, and through Pinchas, he was medir them that this is a Issa min HaTorah. But till then, he hadn't told them that. According to the Ramban, everything was said at Sinai. So that's a different Rasha. But I'll put upon him the Mephoshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. They say, they understand, the Rambam understood that the Mekoyah of Yai Nesech min HaTorah was actually from this Pasha of Bnei Smayav. So that's, according to the Rambam, was the Issa min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, later on, generations later, from Daniel, Tamil Shammai Mehillel, Rambam himself says, V'olam Amru, said Warren Shabbos, also one of Elizara, Ki Bechlal Yud Ches Shegazu Shemichlonum Yain. There were 18, Tamil Shammai, Tamil Mehillel, they came together in an attic, and there were 18 things that they were going on the Kol Yisrael, and this is one of them. V'chein Amru Yai Nesech Rabbono Hakavono Stam Yenu Shenachrim Lo Yai Nesech Asmai. Rabban himself says that we find, and it's taken makes difficulties, that we find the Chazal can talk about Yai Nesech, and they really mean Stam Yenu, or they can mean Yai Nesech, and one has to work out every time what do they mean. Do they mean the Issa min HaTorah, or do they mean the Issa of Rabbon and later generations? But we're not talking about Yain of Avodah Zarah, we're talking about Yain that belonged to Goyim, or if Goyim touch your wine, that there's a gem in Rabbon that we are not allowed to drink it, and we're also not allowed to be learning from it. On Kolponim, that is clear, according to everybody, whether it was it started off at the time of Pinchas, or it came later on, that there was a new Gzeira, which Chazal were Gzeira, and there were Gzeira, it says very clearly in the Gemara, not because of Yai Nesach, was a lookout for Yai Nesach, there were Gzeira because of Bnei Seir. Just like there was a Gzeira of Bishalakum and Pasakum, there was a Gzeira that one is not allowed to drink wine of Goyim, because that can lead to intermarriage. And for that reason, the Chazal were Gzeira that one is not allowed to drink wine of Goyim. There are different ways of Rishonim explain that Gzeira. Let me say over the Chofos Odom says, at the beginning of Hilkos Yayin Nesech, I think that the Makar of what he says is basically the run, because, as you know, Pasakum and Bishalakum, you're not allowed to eat. Goy cooks something, you're allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to sell it. It's not asabah nor. So both pasakum bishlakum. Why is it a yayin? Stam yenom, there is an issa also, not just of shesia, but of banor. They're saying, for the same reason Chazal were goyza, you're not allowed to drink wine of goy, if they when they say him. So the Chachma Sodom says that there was already an Issa min HaTorah of Yai Nesach, and Chazal were afraid that people would get mixed up. They're now asking Stam Yai Shalakum, and if they're going to ask for it just Bishasiya and not Bahano, so there can be occasions when we'll come across Yai Nesach, proper Yai Nesach, Yai which has been used in the service of Avodah Zarah. And people will understand that this is only wine of Goyim is only Osa B'Shisiyah. And that's not true. Because Yayin Nesach min HaTorah, the Yayin, the wine which is used by Goyim in their worship of Avodah Zorah, that's clearly also both to drink and it's also B'Hanor min HaTorah. So in order the people shouldn't make that mistake. When Chazal were Goyzeb, if they've been saying that we are not allowed to drink wine of Goyim, they added to that also a Nisa HaNor. In order that there shouldn't be, people shouldn't make mistakes. But they made such a gzera. In other words, that Yain Shalakum, even if it's not used in the worship of Avodah Zarah, is not only also Nuktam Shia, it's also also Hanor. And the Chochmas Sodom brings down here, he says, you should know that when Chazal was Gezer, this Mixeras Yud Chesdobo, Afilo Yavoy Eliyahu, Lo Mahane Hetel Issazer, even Eliyahu Novi will come, this is an Issa which this will remain forever. Nobody can be matter this Issa. Shekakim lo aleim kol Yisrael. The Issa zeh shestam yeinom, afal pishu kal beinei oilam. They think it's like any other Issa Rabbonon. V'hem Issa Issa chomul me'oid. V'ashoy seh stam yeinom, oike nishmasoy mimokim shenishin v'shvoy b'kdusha, v'yayin ha'mishum v'anovov. V'ayin l'chedek v'ayin l'hago. This is a Rabbonon, and yet this is a non-ordinary Rabbonon. This is a Rabbanim, they say, if a person drinks Dam Yenam, is Eina Chedek Eina Mabo. It says in the Kabbalim, Amarech on the Einish of somebody, Chalila, who drinks Dam Yenam. And it says, somebody who is Nizah from that, Yizkir Asudus Lev Yasun or Yan HaMashuma. If a person is Nechshel Chalila in Dam Yenam, he should fast at least 5 Tanesim. Because in the first 4 Sforim of Chamisha Chumash Torah, the word Geffen appears 5 times. And some say that only if you drank Meshogi, and if you drink Bemezid, they talk about 73 fasts. Kaponim, the Issa of Stam Yenam is a very, very Chamudika Issa. As I said, the Issa of Stam Yenam is a double one. Wine of Goyim, and wine, our wine, which a goy touches. Sasa b'shtia, asa b'hano. The Ramah says, in the beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach, when he brings down this issa, he says, the reason why Chazal were goyzer, they said there was an inyan of Yayin Nesach, so the Asad also Bano, or Bizman Azeh, She'ein Oishkiach She'umas Menaskim Avedis Kachavim. Nowadays, the Goyim among whom we live, they are not rogil to, they're not Menasech, they don't pour out wine, the libations for Avedis Zorah. Yesh Oimrim, Damaga Oivin Kachavim, Ve'yayin Shelonu Ein Oso Bano, Rachvisir. There are those who say that nowadays, if a goy touches our wine, it doesn't become osur b'hanor. It's only osur b'shasir. V'chein stam yayin shalahem ein osur b'hanos m'meno. Similarly, their wine, there's no issur to be nene from. Therefore, if somebody is owed, a goy owes you money, and there's no money there, and there's wine of this goy, which one could be goyver, you're allowed to claim it. To have a matzul miyodom. V'hu adin b'shar hefzud. Other cases of hefsid, what is allowed, if we hold that nowadays there is a difference, that one is allowed, this it's not osa b'hanor, therefore one is allowed to be nene from their wine. Avalachatchila osa deklois for the machakli de sacheboy. The chatchila is not allowed to buy and sell their wine in order to make a profit. V'yesh mekili gamazeh v'toyv lahachmir. The Meister, one of the shyness which one is always asked is, am I allowed to give this time of year, am I allowed to buy wine of Akum, Goyish wine, and give it as a present? And the Chayra, the pashtus of the reading here is that you're not allowed to do that. If you're in a situation where there's a hefsid, there's a real, I'm talking about a loss, somebody owes you money, and this is the way of sort of, preserving muscle, so you're allowed to. But as such, we hold that the Issa of Stam Yenom Ad Hayom is still not just an Issa B'Shisir, it's an Issa Lechad Chila B'Hanor as well. And therefore, if one would buy a bottle of wine, Rambam says in Chochmas Sodom says, there's another Issa. There's what's right to be Kiyuma Ishav Issa. He says you shouldn't be even a shomer on Goyish wine, because you want to. If you're a shomer on his wine, you want to be sure you can give it back to him as you got it. Even if you're a shomer chinam, and somebody will steal it, you won't be chayiv, but you will feel responsible. There's a Issa roitza b'kiyuma shel issa. Chametz on Pesach, we have such an issa. You mustn't. There is a problem in your wanting something which really you shouldn't have anything to do with, and you're being interested in it having a kiyum. As a matter, if you buy a bottle of wine, I mean, clearly he wants it for that moment. You're interested in kiyum. Why don't you give at least till you give it to the goy? So the chera. On that basis, one isn't allowed to. I have seen, if somebody happens to have a bottle of wine in his possession, and God gave it to him, can he pass it on? So it depends who you ask. But, it's how you understand what the Ramah says. There are those who will be making in that. I will say, no, this is something else. I know, what have you done? Destroy it. But for him to go l'chatchila and to buy that, not for yourself, but in order to give him, l'chera is something which one ought not to do. In order for yayin to be osad b'hanor, there are three conditions. There is number one. That the person who touches the wine deliberately touched it. Number two, that for example, if you have a young shegetz who is very young, little kid, he doesn't know what he's doing. His kavanah is not kavanah at all, so that wouldn't answer it. He has to have in mind that he wants to touch it. He must know that it's wine, not that he thinks, because somebody's making a mistake. He thought this was oil. He thought this was, I don't know what it was, something else. He has to know that it's wine. And number three, he's not touching it for any other reason. Say, for example, somebody had a barrel of wine, an apple fell in. He wants to take out the apple, so. He's putting his hand in because he simply wants to take the apple out. He's not interested in the wine as such. If any of those three conditions are missing, then that wine is not osur b'hanor. So again, even if we take on the stam yinam, the chalkilat nadi is osur b'hanor, it's only this is wine which, say, when we're talking about our own wine, goy touches yayin shel Yisrael, he's done it deliberately, knowing that it's wine, and for no other reason, not because he wants to pick something out, even if he wants to measure the wine. And that's the reason why. But he puts his hand in, he knows how long his arm is, and he wants to measure how much wine there is. Again, that wouldn't be, he's done it because he just wants to measure what there is there. That would, you've said that wouldn't asa that wine manor. But, clearly that wine is asa bishasiya. Having said that, I said there are three periods in history. I don't think we're going to get very far. But we are in the third period. Because nowadays, the Ramah is of the opinion, he says that the goyim among whom we live, basically they're not menasech rabbeinu zara. And therefore, there's no issa hanor mikir hadin in stam yinam. There is also another kula, namely, anything which basically the din would be is osa b'shasiyah, and not b'hanor. Nowadays, if a goy touches it, the odds are that we would say it's mutar b'shasiyah also. I mean, say for example, if you'll see that in order for yayin to be considered proper stam yinam, that is asa, You have to be meshachshech the wine. That means to say, if a guy will just lift up an open barrel of wine, an open bottle of wine, just lift it up and put it down, or for that matter, even walk with it when it's open, but he doesn't shake the bottle. Obviously, there's a certain amount of movement, but that's the basic answer. Says that, we're not worried about that. He has an asset. It. Now that was even in the tefillah before us. That person, that wine which he moved, moving wine as such, even wine in an open container, doesn't asser the wine. Not b'shesia, not b'hanor. Nowadays, if somebody, if somebody poured out wine, you poured wine from a barrel into a bottle into a glass, that would be asser b'shesia, it wouldn't be asser b'hanor. If you pour it without shaking it, without swiveling the wine around, so in the Kufa before our time, that wine would be asa b'shesia, not b'hanor. If a goy just touched wine, but didn't deliberately, but all he did was he touched it with his hand, it would only be asa b'shesia, it wouldn't be asa b'hanor. He hasn't been m'shachshech it. Nowadays, it would appear that because we consider the goy among us, among whom we live, are not even, they're not menasech at all, we would be mekel and say that even if the goy touched it with his hand, lemaisa, it doesn't become osa even b'shesia. Now, the shach says, this is all in cases of hefsid. You have the shadow words of chasnas. If a goy would actually pour wine from a bottle into a cup. In the tekufa before us, there's no question that if all he did was he poured it, it would be osa b'shesia, it wouldn't be osa b'hanor. Nowadays, b'mokim hefsed, it would be muta b'shesia also. If a goy moves a bottle of wine, which has got a stopper on it, not sealed, there's no shayla at all. He was moving, that's not a problem. Shakes a can, she moves a bottle of wine, which has really been started. It's not full and not brimming over. It's just there's no wine, no possibility of wine coming out. Is that wine is muta l'kol alma, muta b'ano, muta b'shesia? If the bottle of wine is open and the goy has been meshachshech it, that's where your problem starts. And I think that's where we have to finish.